The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, Less is More. Before we can truly rid our lives of excess, we must first understand why, as Black women, we hold on to so much. The Afro-minimalist Christine Platt invites you to release the clutter and exhale. When it comes to Black women's relationship with our quote-unquote stuff, well, let's just say it's complicated. Christine Platt's story may sound familiar to you. 5 years ago, she was a hard-working wife and mother living in suburbs and blissfully shopping her heart out. A proud bargain hunter, she had closets and dressers that overflowed, and her bathroom was chock full of expired luxury beauty products she hadn't even used. Like so many successful Black women, Platt bought what she wanted when she wanted to, because she enjoyed it and believed she was treating herself to a good buy. But then one day, while cleaning out her closets, she made an unsettling discovery. There were so many things that still had tags on them, recalls Platt, who at the time owned 50 pairs of jeans but only wore two. I just kept coming across these red tags and I was like, what is this? It was time for Platt to break her emotional bonds to her possessions and face an even harsher reality. Her world was filled with expensive items she'd gotten for a steal, but her savings account was lacking. Then in 2016, her life as she knew it changed. After her 6-year marriage came to an end, her new home was a 630 square foot condo. I had started out trying to pursue a minimalist lifestyle out of choice, she remembers. But after I decided to get divorced, I was unemployed and minimalism became a necessity. You're looking at all these handbags that you can't eat. While downsizing forced Platt to address her habits of overconsumption, excess, and wastefulness head on, doing so also liberated her and helped her find her purpose, helping Black women like herself live more authentically and intentionally with less. That process, says Platt, begins with not subscribing to the trendier mainstream minimalism ideologies, like only owning 100 things or living in an almost blank space. I did the whole, I guess, if I want to be a minimalist, and I was like, I hate it in here. It feels like an institution. It doesn't feel like home. And then I was like, forget this. I'm going to create a minimalistic aesthetic that works for my lifestyle and celebrates the history, culture, and duty of the African diaspora. She calls it Afro-minimalism. And in her new book, The Afro-Minimalist Guide to Living with Less, she breaks down her unique 4-step approach to making space for what matters most in your life and releasing what no longer serves you. Step 1 is understanding why you have more than you need and why it's so hard to let it go, while acknowledging that for Black people, certain behaviors may be more rooted in our history than in consumerism. Ownership is an especially complicated matter for people of the African diaspora. From our ancestors being stolen and once owned as property, to our need to have things so that we feel in control of something in our lives, writes Platt in her book, Black people have a different, deeper relationship with our belongings. Put simply, we can't get around to the business of deciding which possessions we can part with if we haven't yet gotten to the source of our need to have things in abundance. The work for Black women in particular is understanding why you are such an overconsumer, explains Platt. What are you overcompensating or undercompensating for? Once you get there, Platt's book unveils an intentional plan that allows you to forgive yourself, let go of what no longer serves you, and commit to being more conscious about what you own and buy in the future. Being mindful of living this way as a practice is the key, says Platt. You don't just clear out your closet one time and you're like, oh, I'm done, she says. You have to consciously, consistently be mindful of what you welcome and allow into your life. This doesn't mean you have to swear off taking advantage of a good bargain now and then or splurging on your favorite things, like those overpriced luxury candles. Platt didn't, but she does make sure to use and enjoy one candle before buying a new one. Now, buying my favorite candle is a meaningful, intentional thing, she explains. If you need it and use it and love it, it's okay. If you have it just to have it, it is still money being wasted. As for the bargain shopping that she once loved so much, well, Platt has a plan for that too. Whenever she spots a good sale, she says to herself, remember, it's not a deal if you don't need it. Here, Christine Platt share more better living advice at Essence Wellness House during the virtual Essence Festival of Culture presented by Coca-Cola. The next article is titled The Afro-Minimalist Guide to Intentional Living. A few of our favorite tips from Platt's manual. Gift with care. Platt has two simple criteria when deciding what to gift others. The gift must either be charitable, like donating to a cause on the person's behalf, or something that disappears, like baked goods or bath soap. Have a mantra. Once you have identified and defined what your minimalist lifestyle looks like, Platt suggests creating mantras that help you reset your intentions. You can recite them whenever you feel tempted to return to old habits of excess. Take a pause. Before you press, quote unquote, buy on that virtual shopping cart, allow time to reset and think it through. Platt says forcing herself to pause before deciding to make a purchase helps her avoid impulse shopping and unnecessary purchases. The next article is titled Alternative Healing. Sisters, our healing and restoration journeys must be ever evolving. Explore these popular holistic methods for optimal health. Have you ever thought you were whole and healed from a past trauma, only to experience an unexpected trigger that robbed you of your sense of stability and confidence you depend on to live your best life? I have. If only there were trigger warnings for Black women before we sit down to watch programming on our televisions. In spring 2017, I was watching NBC's This Is Us and enjoying the outstanding acting, plots, and character development, and the wholehearted inclusion of quote-unquote us. But then the storylines got a little too up close and personal for me, provoking difficult emotions that made me want to tune out. Even with 17 years of therapy under my belt and loads of self-help books and journals on my shelves, I felt those triggers bring old wounds to the surface. It was another reminder that our healing is an ongoing process. You might be a lot like me, a Black woman who at times is not fully aware of her most vulnerable feelings, or you may know you are in need of emotional restoration, but you are unsure of how to get there. Even if you can't pinpoint exactly where your bruised places lie, be mindful that Black people can experience ancestral suffering transmitted through our bloodlines. When we take ownership of our healing, we are doing it for those that we may never meet in this lifetime, says the wellness coach known as Dr. Crystal Jones. You are healing DNA that was passed on to you. We have a lot to unpack. Black people have been traumatized for hundreds of years, says author and researcher Joy DeGruy, PhD, who wrote the groundbreaking Post-Traumatic Slave Syndrome. What you get from generations of people who have been systemically traumatized is the normalization of excessive stress levels. When a woman experiences a violent trauma near or at the point of conception, there are expressions on the genes in the child that resemble them being traumatized. If we don't seek healing for ourselves, we doom future generations of Black people to the same suffering. We must be intentional in our quest for healing to change our trajectory. The good news is that healing can become our legacy if you do the work to find your own path to restoration. Consider this an invitation to explore three alternative healing modalities in familiar and accessible realms of energy, light, and sound medicine. Reiki, which originated in Japan in the 1800s, is the transfer of energy from the practitioner's palms to the patient. It literally means universal life energy. The idea is that a Reiki practitioner becomes a physical vessel helping to concentrate energy as it moves through the body and supports your healing. Evelyn Brooks, a Reiki practitioner and the founder and CEO of In My Solitude, LA, reminds us that the practice of Reiki is native to the Black experience, known to us as laying hands. Reiki is no different than the positive energy of Black women around you, placing God's energy to the flow into your life. She explains, every time you don't release an emotion, it has to stay somewhere, and it stays in your body. If you don't release it, it lives inside you. Practitioners believe that these unreleased emotional energies could later manifest in disease, though Brooks is careful to note that Reiki should never be used as a replacement for treatment for any diagnosed medical conditions. Brooks also notes that singing bowls, which produce sounds and vibrations when hit or circled with a mallet, and tapping, known as emotional freedom technique or EFT, or other holistic healing practices that can be used to relax the body and move and release negative energy. Tapping focuses on calming your parasympathetic nervous system, which is responsible for the body's rest and digestion response. When you're relaxing or feeding, you can administer this healing modality by taking your index and middle fingers and gently tapping along the meridian lines of your body in sequence. The top of your head, above your eyebrows, your temples, under your eyes, nose, and chin, just below your collarbones, and under both arms, while acknowledging negative thoughts and replacing them with positive ones. Light, restore the rhythm. Did you know that when our bodies get out of order, our obsession with electronic devices could be partly to blame? Our circadian rhythm, the body's internal clock that regulates our sleeping and waking cycles, is influenced by light. The internal system controls our heart rate, blood pressure, immune system, metabolism, body temperature, and hormones through a built-in feedback loop. It is important for optimal wellness that we synchronize our daily biorhythms with the 24-hour rotation of the planet. This explains the need to limit nighttime exposure to the blue-enriched light from smartphones and computer screens, as light spectrum tricks our brains into believing it's still daytime, making restorative sleep elusive. Circadian eating or intermittent fasting, eating during daylight and halting food intake after dark, also promotes healing, as circadian rhythms directly affect the functions of immune cells in the gut. In short, aligning our sleeping and eating habits with the daily circadian cycle helps to ensure our physical and emotional well-being. Sound. Get in vibration with your soul. Our ears are a portal to the soul, allowing us to find sanctuary through acoustic medicine. Sound baths, mantras, and crystal singing bowls are a few of the modalities that can heal our spirits. It's why our beloved Erykah Badu has offered sound baths at her concerts, and singer Melanie Fiona is a big fan of crystal singing bowls and sound baths as a form of self-care. Although acoustic medicine is trending today, it is not new. It's called sound therapy now, but sound as healing is indigenous to Black people. We've been drumming for years, says wellness coach Dr. Crystal Jones. We've also used sound as medicine. Ancient Greek physicians also used flutes, lyres, and zithers with patients to aid in digestion, calm the nerves, and induce sleep. More recently, the National Institutes of Health earmarked $20 million to fund a sound health initiative with the goal of exploring new health interventions based on vibrations of sound. A sound bath, one of the more popular forms of treatment, is an aural healing ceremony intended to clear discord from energy fields. It is administered while a person is still or preferably lying down. The person is then bathed in sound waves generated by different healing instruments: gongs, singing bowls, percussion, chimes, rattles, tuning forks, and even the human voice. You might liken the process to burning sage to clear the negative energy in a room. Mental health advocate and multimedia producer DJ C. Devon has used deep sleep meditations and podcasts to relieve the ongoing stress of pandemic and beat insomnia. Healing can come from listening to voices, which is why music is so powerful, she says. She recommends feeding your ears audible nutrients that can tap into your joy and creating different playlists to shift your spirit. Many streaming platforms also offer a selection of quote-unquote healing playlists to soothe the soul. The next article is titled, Make Yourself at Home. Here's everything you'll need to relax and make new memories at your vacation rental this summer. For a while now, there has been no place quite like home. But this summer, we are all eager to reunite with our loved ones and the great outdoors. From family-friendly oceanfront havens to secluded, serene lakeside home, vacation rental bookings are surging across the country. Reserve your spot now before they're all gone. When the time comes to tune out and escape into so much needed R&R, here are some easy ways to bring the feel-good vibes along with you. First, live out loud. Your carefully curated summer playlist will be in full rotation on this trip, so pack a portable speaker that helps bring the fun. This chic little waterproof Bluetooth speaker packs big sound energy and will slide neatly into your beach bag when you head out. Ultimate Ears Wonder Boom 2, $100. UltimateEars.com. 2. Drift Away. Let the pool be your living room after a refreshing dip. Soak up the sun like a boss while lounging on this luxurious adults-only floating chaise lounge. The Instagram-worthy color palette is a delightful bonus. Fun Boy, Rainbow Clear Floating Lounger, $79. Funboy.com. Double your pleasure. Number 3. If you are all about starting off your day with a fresh smoothie and ending it with a smooth margarita, this one's for you. A handbag-friendly USB chargeable blender that's self-cleaning too. Share the love. BlendJet 2, $50. BlendJet.com. Number 4. Scrub and smooth. There's always time for a long, relaxing bath when you're in vacation mode. Exfoliate your cares away while you soak with this beloved scrub from a Black-owned company. It is packed with all natural goodness, from aloe to avocado to grapeseed oil. Bath time never felt so good. Beneath Your Mask Polish Detoxifying Body Scrub, $70. BeneathYourMask.com. Number 5. Lay It Down. Not all beach towels are created equal. If you are going to reserve space in your suitcase for your own, choose one that will hold up, whether you are planning to sprawl on the sand or make yourself at home in the hot tub. This 100% cotton pick is extra large, extra plush, and extra colorful. Could you ask for more? Laguna Beach Textile Company Cabana Towel, $39. Laguna Beach Textile Company.com. And the last one, number 6, refresh and renew. Vacation is no time to cut corners on your wellness habits, and that includes staying happily hydrated. This wonder bottle uses UVC technology to purify your drinking water while you're on the go and eradicate unwanted bacteria in the process. Win-win. Kayo UVC bottle, $70. Monos.com. The next article is titled The Martha's Vineyard Black Business Collective. Meet the Black Entrepreneurs Preserving Our Rich Legacy in New England. Colleen's Day Spa, Part 2. Why Martha's Vineyard? Preserving Black History on the Island. Once she visited Martha's Vineyard from Jamaica, she returned the following year and decided to make it her permanent home. As a Black business owner, Colleen Abraham is committed to providing job opportunities within the Black community. Her goal is helping others in their quest for financial freedom. Lennox and Harvey. Lennox and Harvey is a reimagined general goods outpost on Martha's Vineyard that curates a collection of boutique items for home, beach, and body. Why Martha's Vineyard? After spending most of their lives in New York City, the store's co-owners, Mark Chung and Eric Coles, wanted to shift gears and live by the ocean. They had been coming to the vineyard off and on for about 25 years and had always felt the magic there, preserving Black history on the island. The vineyard has a long tradition of Black people seeking respite and refuge. With this in mind, Chung and Cole relocated there to stake a claim in the community and continue the legacy of Black ownership. Sarah Brown's Comfort Food. As a Black family-owned and operated business, Sarah Brown's provides comfort food and family dining. Why Martha's Vineyard? After vacationing in Martha's Vineyard for the first time in 2018, Kenneth Brown, PhD, fell in love with the destination. The thought of living there year-round sparked the idea to open his own business, and Sarah Brown's Comfort Food was born in 2020, preserving Black history on the island. The eatery operates in the spirit of excellence, intentionally dispelling stereotypes that are too often attached to Black businesses. Cousin Rose Gallery. Located at the end of Circuit Avenue, Cousin Rose Gallery hosts a diverse selection of Black art. Why Martha's Vineyard? Ona Zita Cousins was introduced to Martha's Vineyard as a baby when she visited her aunt Hilda Stevens, who lived on the island year-round. Growing up, she spent her summers visiting friends and family until she decided to start her gallery and finally bought her own home. Preserving Black History on the Island. Cousin Rose Gallery exhibits an array of art, but its mainstay has always been artwork depicting Black people in positive scenes of daily life. For example, Glenn Tunstall's Visual Chronicle of Black People on the Beach, Boating, Biking, or Running. One of the gallery's artists, Minor Morris, also created the iconic Black Dog design. It's sought after by many visitors who collect the Black Dog t-shirt along with Morris's Sisters on the Bluffs series of t-shirts and hats. Nowhere Art Gallery. Nowhere Art Gallery oversees contemporary fine art exhibition spaces on Martha's Vineyard and online. Why Martha's Vineyard? The gallery was conceived by co-owners Valerie Francis and Ralph H. Grossi. Francis began going to Martha's Vineyard as a child to visit her great uncle and aunt, who were very active in the community. Like so many others, she fell in love with the island. Preserving Black History on the Island. Francis and Grossi are committed to illuminating Black history by amplifying artists in the Historical Arts District of Oak Bluffs. Fat Ronnie's Burger Bar. Fat Ronnie's Burger Bar specializes in all-natural Black Angus burgers. Why Martha's Vineyard? Inspired by his grandmother, the first Black woman union butcher in the country and the owner of Maxine's on 132nd and 5th Avenue in Harlem, Rinaldo Faust wanted to bring the family recipes featuring his grandmother's special blend of beef to a new generation of diners. Preserving Black history on the island, following in the tradition of the ancestors, Faust became a landowner to cement his place in the history of the vineyard. With five generations of burger makers, he says, the restaurant preserves the family's important role in the burger and butcher business on the vineyard. Chef Dion's Kitchen. Chef Dion's menu of uniquely delicious dishes has customers coming back for his oxtail, goat curry, mac and cheese, and jerk chicken. Why Martha's Vineyard? Dion Thomas met a woman from Martha's Vineyard a few years ago who convinced him it was the place for him to start his dream business. After some initial hesitation, he relented, and the rest is history. Preserving Black history on the island? As a Black Caribbean restaurateur, Chef Dion puts his heritage into every recipe and infuses aspects of his original culture into the ambiance and service for his customers. Ed Garton Diner. Ed Garton Diner is a 1950s themed eatery serving breakfast as well as lunch. Why Martha's Vineyard? A native of Jamaica, Ralston Francis is co-owner and chef at the retro-themed diner. He met and fell in love with his wife in New Jersey, and when she moved to the vineyard to be closer to her aging mother, he soon followed and never left. Preserving Black history on the island. Though offering a variety of American cuisines with a southern twist, Egerton Diner brings authentic African-American food culture to the island community. The next article is titled Basketball Africa League. Africa's new professional basketball league is officially in session, a joint venture between the National Basketball Association, NBA, and the International Basketball Federation, FIBA. The Basketball Africa League consists of 12 teams total. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.